Hello, everybody, and welcome back to an all-new episode of Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. We have a lot to hop into this week. I am excited to bring you some stories and some insights from the Munich Film Fest, as promised from last week. And my impression of what people sound like when they present a film on these stages feels more and more accurate now that I've actually been to some film fest events. First, outright from the start, you know, I'm so flattered, of course, and happy that I was invited to, invitation is also the sincerest form of flattery. It's a funny thing. I love, and I talked about this with a few different people, but like for events like this, for a huge sort of citywide multi-day thing like this, where everyone's trying to basically get people to remember their names and hope to work with them, and it's all about this networking and, oh, you should meet this producer and blah, blah, blah. I am happy to be invited, but I'm also extremely relieved that I don't have as much or nearly anything like invested in the importance of like meeting anybody new. You know, my connection to all of the stuff is more relationship based.
There's this one particular event I'm going to talk about in a bit that was hosted by the production company that we're working with right now on the show, and that was a really nice big fun party. But generally, like, every other thing that I was invited to was sort of just relationship based. It wasn't like that I have a corporate or, you know, formal functional reason to attend in order to like meet or network with somebody. It was more like, oh, why don't we invite Jordan? Or like, you know, oh, you know, we're friends with this person and we're doing this event. Why don't we just invite our friend? And it was nice to kind of just show up to a few things just because I know people putting it on, which is kind of what the whole thing is in the end anyway. It's a lot of just who you know, but I like that I was going to a few things just because I knew somebody and not because I was like functionally attending like on the clock. It's more like, oh, hey, thanks for having me. The champagne's over here. Oh, great. Oh, look, free croissants. Nice. This table looks free. Gulp, gulp, gulp. Guess I'll go pee. Oh, look, more champagne. They refilled the croissants. Gulp, gulp, gulp. Nice, easy chair. Sure is hot outside. Oh, look at the time. You know, there's a few. I definitely want to thank Christina from the Midpoint agency for always being so kind and inviting me to, any event that she puts on. A lovely, lovely, lovely the film screenwriting agent. I think she has other, I don't know if she has other talents on her agency other than writers. I could be wrong about that. But as far as I know, she's a screenwriter's agent. And it's just this lovely lady, you know, a little older. Like, I love when I kind of have a connection to someone who is like around my mom's age. It's always like, aw, you know, you could have been my grade school teacher, or like, you know, you're kind of just a sweet like mom figure lady who is just nice to me. And it's almost like going to Sunday service and someone gives you like a Werther's original caramel chocolate, or, you know, like a mint out of their pocket. You're like, oh, you know, she's such a hustler and a good worker, but so sweet. And it's such a rare combination to find people who are that, like, you know, grinding that much, but are still like so sweet. But yeah, shout out to Christina. Otherwise, yeah, it was a really fun, I have to say, I'm glad that I'm glad my entire participation with this festival is over, doing, I realized, I mean, I'm in my 30s now, you know, like, I'm not old, but going to, especially post-pandemic, where I've gotten very comfortable doing nothing, like just being at home or having one friend over or maximum two, you know, I'm just not good at going and doing more than, I mean, more than one event is a lot, but like, there were, you know, going to like three things in one day is just too much to ask. It's crazy, man. Like, if, you know, when people are, you know, young in their 20s and they don't have kids or whatever, and they're just kind of like floating around, coasting on the energy of everything, I can imagine that's a lot of fun. And probably I would, you know, sparkle and shine in that kind of environment. But I ain't 20, in my 20s anymore. Like, I do think finding my peace with alone time in the pandemic probably has also encouraged that behavior. But yeah, there was a few days there where, you know, it was like three things. And that's a lot when you're just kind of seeing people that you don't know, and you're kind of putting everything on and you're being as nice as you can. But let me start at the beginning. So the very first thing that I went to was a brunch event at a producer's apartment, like in her garden. And, you know, I liked that a lot because it was cozy. It wasn't, I stayed mostly inside because it was hot. That first day of the film fest was so hot. Let me see what this is in Fahrenheit really quick. I'm going to tell you what it was. Sorry. F. Whoa, why is that giving me like a... Hold on, that's so weird. I hate when my computer's like, you've never Googled that before. Why would you need that? And then you have to click a button that's like, I'm not a robot. Oh my God. No wonder. So it was like 95, 96 degrees. Wow, that's really... I didn't realize it was that hot. Wow. The first day, my first day of like attending events for the film fest was, I guess, Saturday. Yeah, and it was like 35, 36 Celsius, so like 96 Fahrenheit. Unbelievably hot. And the brunch event was really cool because it wasn't too crowded. I mean, it was very hot. I mean, it was just so unbearably hot. But after a while, after I decided I'm just going to sit down inside, it got a little easier. But there were enough people there that not everyone could be inside at the same time. And it is Germany, so everyone's like, let's get some sun. Let's open all the windows and be outdoors, you know. I would have loved just, you know, I think for like crowded people events like this in the summer especially, people could invest in a fan, you know. I don't need to have it like blasting me in the face. But I always think about, wouldn't it be nice if on the far side of the room, there was like a medium-sized fan blowing to the left, and then behind me on the opposite side of the wall, there was another medium-sized fan blowing to the right, and the air could just kind of circulate in like a nice breezy fashion. So, you know, people could stand in a certain part of the room and sort of fan their shirts, like lift it up and let the air blow in, like, ooh, man, it's a hot one out there. They'd take their hat off and like kind of wave their face and, you know, like, whoa, okay, it feels a lot better in here. but that's not the German style. And we had to get kind of used to that heat. Boy, it was a steamer. But it was nice people. So I met, you know, also the thing about these kinds of events is I met a few people, but I didn't like connect with them. I mean, I'd like connect as in like get their information, like their contact or like their number. I don't know what their names were, a few of them, but met a couple of really nice people whose names and numbers I did get. And that's always nice, you know, like new potential friends. But I was very pleased to, my favorite thing is always like, you can never plan when someone who likes your work, I mean, if you can call my content work, but you can never plan when someone's going to recognize you and say something about, you know, what you're, what you never know when someone's going to be like, oh my God, are you Jordan Perrins, whatever? And so it's always such a funny experience when it does happen, especially at those events, because you're just so happy that that kind of says enough about you without you having to say it. And I love that. Like, I am not going to meet someone I've never met before and be like, well, I'm actually doing content creation online and I've gotten pretty successful with that. You know, I am not going to do it like that. So it's so much better when you can just have a stranger come up in the middle of a conversation with someone new and just be like, hey, are you that guy? Oh, I love what you, blah, 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 blah. You're basically just like, in your head, you're like pulling your elbow into your rib, like, yes, cha-ching, good, it's over. They know without me having to say anything, and now I don't sound like a douchebag. And that happened right as I got to the brunch. I was standing outside, basically just trying to get to the free food, which was pretty good, actually. And a very nice woman from Ghana, who's been living in Germany for a while, and working in film, but I forgot what she does. Maybe a writer as well. And she was a fan. And I was like, oh, that's great. A few people around are, you know, overhearing it. And it's always a good, secure feeling. So immediately walking in and having someone in attendance of the party be surprised you're there in a good way is always a nice feeling. So that we got that right out of the way in the living sauna that we were standing in. And yeah, very nice people, cozy event, you know, some moms, you know, came and brought their babies and it was just very relaxing. Could I have used several different like sun umbrellas out in that garden? Sure. You know, I did. Yeah, of course, you know, what am I going to do? Am I going to lie? You know, do I wish they would have invested in a fan or umbrellas? Yeah, of course. But in the end, that event, I was not there for too long because a little after 12:30 or so, you know, me and a group had to, well, me and everyone who's on the agency from Christina, we hopped into a car and went over to the Midpoint agency event. And this was just great. I mean, of course, again, 96 degrees and there's no air conditioning, so your boy does have a little bit of his American side showing, because I'm not going to wear, I think I did wear shorts, but I was like, I'm not going to show up in sandals, you know. I don't have like pristine looking toes or something. I'm not going to go there and be self-conscious the whole time and like my pasty ghost Muppets, like my floppy mayonnaise gloves down there just popping in and out of Birkenstocks all day. I'm not going to do that. So it was very hot. But it was a really nice event. Lovely location. I forgot the name of this like bar that it was hosted in, but it was a daytime thing. So all the doors and windows were open. The bar was had good service, nice free drinks, free food bar. You could like sort of self-serve, like a buffet kind of, lots of tables. Again, some people were there with their babies and it was nice to see that. And interestingly enough, there was a couple of people that, how do I say that? Okay. Well, I'll get to this one specific person in a second, but there was this, really funny thing about seeing another content creator out in the wild, because there tends to be sometimes this weird atmosphere from content creators where I at least feel like maybe they don't want me to talk to them, or I don't know. I'm probably projecting, you know. I'm not saying that content creators aren't also nice people, but I feel like unless I already know them somehow or like have you know had communication with them, to be sure, you know, it, like if we've DM'd or something before on Instagram about something, that assures me that they know who I am. So if I were to see them in the wild, it'd be like, oh, you know, Derek or whatever, nice to see you. But when you've never had any contact with someone, of course you have to wonder if they know who you are. And if you like glance and meet eyes for a second, you like, you know, they most likely know that you know who they are. And I also don't want to like approach as a fanboy, because it's also not necessarily my kind of content that they do. Nothing wrong with it. Sometimes it's actually really funny, but it's just not something I always like subscribe to. This is really going out of control here, but I am basically, it's just like, I saw someone at this party who does content creation as well. And I don't know actually how they prefer to be referred to. I'm not really sure. I'll just, because of lack of information on my part, I'll just say he. But there's this guy, Helge, and he is this tall, slender, you know, beautiful man with long brown hair. And he was dressed really cool with his like white shirt tucked into these shorts. And he just, you know, looked like fun and fresh. And it was driving me and my friend Robbie wild trying to remember who this guy was. And I like occasionally met these like glimpsing, like these little glimpses with like eye contact with Helga. And I don't know, part of me maybe he felt the same way, but it's this thing of like, well, you know, I know who I know what you do, and I know who you are, and you know, I don't want to bother you. I mean, we can't, you know, there's nothing to really, you know, we do stuff that's so different that we don't have to see each other as like potential business relationship or something, you know. I don't, maybe it's too convoluted. Maybe he didn't know who I was at all, and when we met eyes, he just saw me making eyes with him, and then when he turned around, he forgot about me. Could, and it most likely is that simple. And here I am, like, sitting in 96-degree weather, staring at the back of his head like, who is this guy? I know this guy. And then just, like, Googling every single version of the description he has as a human person. Like, okay, tall, white guy, long brown hair, content creator, Germany, every variation of that for 25 minutes. And Robbie was also looking at things like, I know, I've seen him. Like, who is this guy? Never found out the name. And I never went to speak with him. We never crossed paths even once, which is so funny. I should have just been like, hi. I also sometimes, to be fair, his content is only in German. And I do have an insecurity about approaching people that I don't know at all and sort of like instinctual, like, you know, not demanding that they speak English, but just like putting them in the position of that, you know, like I met this nice producer at a different event last night, and he came to me in German and I responded in English. And then when he switched to English, you could see that it was kind of difficult for him. And I just felt so guilty, you know. It is part of the curse of like sort of bringing that world of mine into other people's, you know, lives. But I also did want to approach this Helga guy, like not really sure if he would understand me. And sometimes I also have this predisposition that if someone is of a certain success, because he's a much larger, much more famous content creator than I am. And I sometimes have the predisposition that maybe they won't, like, maybe they're too, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's an insecurity. It's just like, oh, maybe they're too famous. Maybe they don't want to talk to someone like me. Well, I don't want to go up there to someone like him thinking I'm some mega fan, and then I put him in the position to speak English, and then he doesn't sound good when he speaks English. And then, you know, I didn't want to, like, I overthink things clearly. But, yeah, I just never found out who he was. And then I think it was, I don't, I think it was later the same day, like in the evening or something, or even the next day. Yeah. Oh, that's right. It was the next day. It was the next day because I never found out who he was. And then the next day I was at this production company party and Christina, the agent who hosted the other party, was there. And the party that she hosts where this Helga guy was is a combination of like her agency and I believe one other woman's agency. I don't think there's three. I could be wrong, but it's her and another woman for sure. And I went to her and I was like, hey, Christina, it's been killing me. Who was that tall, long brown-haired content creator that, you know, stood there and looked like this? And immediately she's like, oh, I know who you mean. That's Helga so-and-so. And I was like, of course. And it, like, I looked him up and was like, of course, that's Helga. Yeah, of course. I could not put the name together. I've seen him so much. And I was like, why was he there? Like, who, like, you know, because I go to that event because of the connections to people that I have. I'm not a screenwriter. It's a lot of writers and people who are working in film. There's directors and producers there. I'm just there as like a sort of like a sidearm. Like I'm just there because the, you know, I'm kind of friends with the agent who runs the party and she invites me and it's just a nice thing. And I just go there and, you know, try and be nice to people. So I kind of assumed, I was like, why was he there? And she was like, oh, because he's under the other lady's agency umbrella. And I was like, oh, she has him on her agency? And she was like, yeah. But I didn't really, I just kind of left it at that because I didn't want to like bother this lady all night about this guy she barely knows. But I was like, why? That's so interesting. I feel like there's these rules that are so strict about like this is a writer's agency and this is like content creator's agencies. And I just didn't, I guess he does acting. Maybe that's why it was put together. But anyway, whew, exhilarating story. Literally put that story side by side with that first Jason Bourne movie. I guarantee you, you're going to come crawling back to this story, okay? The thrills are nonstop on Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. I just rambled myself into a spiral basically to say I saw a guy, I knew his face, and I couldn't think of his name, and 24 hours later, I found it out. There you go. That's the story in a nutshell. That's the trailer for the movie you just watched. Jesus Christ. Anyway, saw him. Thought about him for a long time at that party. Couldn't think of his name. What I wanted to talk about more importantly, which is funny because I'll probably spend less time on this topic than I did the other one. There was this, I'm going to try and keep things as vague as possible because I don't want anyone to kind of figure out who it is. But there was a person who is, you know, recognized or is often introduced to others as a funny person. I met this person before, like at this brunch event, and then they were also at the Christina agency party. And you know, when you're someone like me who is doing comedy, like doing this comedy tour and whatever, when you're in the same room with people that know you that also know another funny person, they just, they put you together, you know, they want you to get, you know, acquainted with each other and maybe find a way to, you know, I don't know, work together or find some common ground. Oh, you're funny. Oh, you're funny too. Oh, you love Jordan. He's so funny. And so I got grouped up with this person and gotta say, for a funny person, not so funny. Ah, so funny. Could not, gun to my head, could not for the life of me remember a single moment that person smiled in the entirety of the time that I was with them. Could not for the life of me remember a single thing that they said out of the purity of the act of the joke, the art of the joke, you know? I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but I'm a wing dinger. I'm out there zipping lines, and if I like someone and they get my humor, I'm I only want them to laugh all of the time, you know, unless I'm having a tough day or they are, you know, or if they are, maybe laughter is the best medicine. But unless I'm just not really feeling it, I'm usually always just like zipping zingers out there for people and, you know, trying to just make people have a good time, you know. And it's not like I'm constantly on. It's not a job for me. It's my natural instinct. It's a pleasurable way to talk with people. It's something I've always deeply enjoyed, is making people laugh. And hence, here I am doing it professionally now. So it kind of goes hand in hand. So when you meet someone who's professionally doing that in their own context, in their own way of doing it, it is bananas to me that they can be such a drag to talk to. Such a serious person. Just absolutely giving me nothing in return in terms of just having a friendly, funny conversation. Now, oh, Jordan, but maybe it's just because this person is German and they, you know, aren't a silly little goose like you. And maybe you misunderstood their just neutral, appreciation for the conversation. Maybe you misconstrued that as being a little sour or a little too serious or a little uncool. No, I have had many conversations with Germans like that. And you know what? I still get them to smile. At some point, I still get a smirk or even at least a chuckle, okay? At least the tiniest little, you know, I can get that penny out from under that stone. I will not stop until it happens. And if it really doesn't happen, I know when to quit. And it was less about this guy not laughing at anything I was saying, although that's a really fun conversation when you're just being friendly and funny and someone's just staring at you as if you like keyed their car. But it's also another thing on top of it when they're not giving anything back, when the conversation is so not even dull. I mean, it was sure dull, but also like just not pleasant. It wasn't like, okay, he's a dull... You know, it wasn't like that's, you know, a dull thing she or he or whatever said. It was more like just sour, you know. I kept thinking to myself, I don't really get why this conversation continues, because it deeply seems that they don't enjoy any moment of it. And I'm not here to drag them through something. I don't need anything from them. You know, I wasn't like, oh, please, please, please introduce me to this funny person. I can't wait. I'm dying to meet a funny person. Oh, I need advice on blah, blah, blah. Someone's hand on my back and someone's hand on his back. And it was like putting two kids in the sandbox. And it was like, just play. And one kid's like, do you want to go? You want to build a castle and you can be the dragon and I'll be the knight? And then being like, actually... sand tends to get inside my shoes and it takes a while for the sand to come out. Sometimes it also gets inside my sock. So, yeah, I'm probably going to rest half of my body outside of the sandbox and leave just my hands inside. This way, it's more easily, it's easier for me to wash off the sand from my fingers. Uh-huh. Although sand does get under my fingernails. I mean, it's just like dragging your head through like a mud pit full of loose nails. It was just like, why are we doing this? Not great. Not great. And I don't understand why some people like this person. I mean, this has nothing to do with how they handle their stuff professionally, because that's a different bag. I can respect that difference. You know, seems like they're doing just fine making people laugh professionally. And good for them. But person to person, mano y mano, not my bag, baby. Not my bag. So, you know, you're going to have to run into people like that every now and then at these kinds of events. And I'm glad I got it knocked out on the first day. So hopefully I don't have to, run into them again. So there was this, the brunch, and then this lovely event at the agency. And then I do believe, yes, then we went home, and I was, I really enjoyed it, but I was so burned out from the sun. I was so like, not dizzy, but I was just cooked out of my mind. I was just so burned out. I remember just like coming home and like just putting my feet in some cold water and trying to like splash my face with some water and just kind of snap out of it. I was so completely done for by the end. And then the next day, it was time to wake up and do it all over again and on total overdrive. Actually, I think the next day was actually just one event, but it was a very big one, which I think was probably the most fun one that I went to of the whole festival. You know, I met a lot of nice people. So the thing is about this production company party that I went to on Sunday is where I usually see the most people that I already know and like. And they come up to me with smiling faces and hugs. And it's like, cool. That's what I want. I want to party with people that I like, people that I know. You know, and if the mood is good, then if you get stuck with a stranger, you know, not so bad. You can chit chat, you know, you can chit chat a bit. And if they're not cool, you can kind of just say, you got to go pee and slip away, you know. I didn't even have any occasions where I was stuck with anybody I didn't really want to talk to. I can't say the same for the people that got stuck talking to me, but it seemed like everybody was, you know, in a good mood. It was really, and there's always like some busy bees. Like there are a few people who I see at every event that bob and weave around people so constantly that you think their feet must be hurting. Like they must be so like social battery at a full blown zero. You know, my rule for myself at this big production party, and I told a few people this too, my rule for myself was I'm not going to look around. Like I'm here and I'm going to look about 3 feet in front of me at like chest height and talk to whoever's there. Ran into this really lovely guy, Francis, that I saw last year. Love him. Such a nice guy. Talked to him. Oh, bumped into my friend Robbie. Oh, saw my friend Moritz. Well, okay, now we're talking to Efi. Oh, now we're talking to Christina. It was just a really nice occasion to literally just be in a certain area of the location. I didn't even see past the first like 20% of the location. I like literally, and we have to talk about that location too in a second, but there's like an entrance part, and then there was like a separate, like different bar inside, because most of the party was outside, and there was a separate thing inside. And for most, like for the first chunk of that party, no one was in there, and I wasn't even sure if they had it open yet. It was just like so quiet and so empty that I wondered if this was in fact connected to the event. But then they were like, oh yeah, no, everything's connected. You can just go up there and get a beer and, you know, enjoy the party. And I was like, oh, okay, you know? So once I found that, I didn't go back out pretty much at all, except for just to pee. But this event, you know, that was my rule, and I stuck to it. And I'm really glad I did. I think that's the best thing you can do at these parties where there's like hundreds of people
It's literally just like, I don't want to stand on my toes and, you know, what's that thing in a submarine? Like the viewfinder, they're like beep, beep, and they're like spinning around looking for, I don't know, missiles or whales or something. I didn't want to do that move because whenever I do that move, and it's a very common thing to do with these events, because you talk to someone for like a second, and then when they turn their head, you know, you're so distracted by the noise and the sound of people that you always look around to see like, oh, you know, who else is here? And whenever I do that, I inevitably always either see someone I really don't want to talk to and risk that they make eye contact with me, or I risk seeing someone that I really, really, really am far too nervous to imagine talking to. But then I can't not think about them being there. Like, you know, I don't know, someone like a director or an actor, someone, you know, by some miracle, especially here in Germany, someone that I recognize that I would, you know, part of me is like, oh, wow, they're here, you know, and then I only keep looking around for where they have gone or who they are talking to or what the situation is. I just can't do that anymore. It stresses me out too much, and I just get distracted, and then I you know, people are talking to me, and then I keep looking around. And that was a good rule. So that's my advice to anybody who's going to go to a big event like this with lots of people. Just keep that 3 feet rule. Like, just don't look around, you know, unless you're like, oh, where's my wife, you know, or whatever. Like, just keep close, because people, you know, they're going to find you. You're going to, you know, they're going to bump into you. That rule worked great. I basically found like everyone that I wanted to see just by doing that. Our good friend and former guest on the show, Ali Golafshan, he was there. Just bumped into him at the party. Super nice guy. Good to see him. You know, the director of this movie that we still cannot talk about, he was there too. And, you know, just dressed and looking exactly the same as he did when we did the movie. White t-shirt, black bomber jacket, skinny and fit. Blonde, sort of, you know, sort of messy, wet-looking hair that falls down past his ears. Literally in jeans. Just has not gotten a single new article of clothing in 400 days. 500 days. I love him to death. He's such a nice guy. But it's so funny that he has worn... I never saw him wear anything else, ever. Unless it was maybe just like pouring rain, and then he had to wear a raincoat or something. But I saw him just by doing that rule. And, you know, anyway, I'm not going to list a bunch of people you don't know, but it was nice to just kind of, you know, let them naturally, you know, bump into me and then have a nice chat. That was a really good event. It was a nice time. I did hear that there was this, I guess it doesn't matter to bring it up, because I think most people listening to this don't even know who that person is. But I did hear after the fact that there was this very big actor at the party that's internationally recognized for doing stuff, like also in American movies. But I'm so glad I didn't do the submarine thing, because I probably would have seen him, even though I'm really not a fan, and I would have just wondered like how it'll be when he gets closer and if we'll bump into each other. That's just a thing. It's like, once I see someone recognizable, it's kind of just gets stuck in my head about like, oh, okay, well, you know, maybe I will say hi if they come over here. And then I'm just like nerding out over someone I don't even know. And then I hate myself. And then after that one, you know, took a little break, basically, the best that I could, took time on Monday to sort of just recoup. I mean, it was a long, slow recovery on Monday. And then, yeah, yesterday was the last day for me. And there were three events on
yesterday, but I ended up skipping out on one of them. Yeah, I mean, basically Ify had put on this group, this event that she hosted for the first time, which was so cool, so impressive to see it, and it had a really cool turnout and a lot of nice people. It was basically sort of trying to bring women together in this industry and sort of branching out of the there's a film school here in Munich called the HFF, the HFF. And you know those alumni, the alums from that school can be pretty exclusive. If you went to school there, I mean, that's not to say everyone's that way, but it's very, very often the case that like people who went to that school kind of only want to talk to or work with people who went to that school. Kind of an outdated way of thinking about things, I think, but you know, if you went to school with people and then you kind of want to hang out with people you went to school with, it's not such a crazy thought. But I have seen how unnecessarily difficult that preference has made it for not just Ify, but other people that I'm friends with in the game who didn't go to that school, but who are super talented or, hungry to get work and to do anything in their industry, but they just can't get past that protective wall of, the stone wall of the HFF group. So she put this event together to sort of try and break that barrier. And, some HFF students came to that, and a lot of people who didn't go came to it, and a lot of women, a lot of funny women, writers, and, people who were just, like, excited to kind of, doctors across borders, just like bring everything together. And that was really, really cool to see that. I went to that event for a little while. I couldn't go when it started, but I got it there at the last half. And it was really nice. And then we went to basically for us the last event of the whole film fest. I mean, for us. I don't know. I think she has more. Anyway, the last one for me, which was the people who did the show Wrong for RTL Plus. For those who might not know, there is a sitcom that did two seasons that's on RTL Plus. It's a show called Wrong, and I did the music for those shows, for those seasons. And our neighbor and kind of weird oddball friend, David Helmut, was the showrunner, creator, lead actor, and his wife? No, girl. Well, they're getting married. His fiance, Lena, she was like the lead actress. And so they got together on that show, and now they're engaged and they're having a baby. And Lena and her, she has like a group of people that she sort of, I don't know what you call it when it's just like a small collective. She has like a collective, and they put on this event. I guess I don't know how many years that they've done it, but last year and this year we got to go, and it was really nice. And yeah, that one was really, that was really fun and way more relaxed this year than I felt last year. But I think a lot of the events I felt more relaxed at. Just again, it's a lot easier when you know that you've got kind of your own thing going and it's going well. I'm not there to fish for network. Like, I'm not there to hunt for certain people or to try and scream into their ear next to the DJ booth with a half empty beer bottle in my hand. Like, I'm not there to schmooze, so that helps a lot. And then also, yeah, like having been there before, you kind of just know the ins and outs of how it works. And, the funny thing was, as soon as we arrived at the event, they gave us our wristbands, and this tall, sort of brooding guy, like, I'm 6'1", and so he's probably like 6'3", sort of beefy, cut, and buzzed head with a necklace and a black jacket, just like pointed at me. And then he didn't smile like, oh my God, but it was just, he had this impression of like, that he was going to kick my ass. And it was the first thing that happened. It was the first person I saw before we even said hi to David and Lena, who were the hosts, you know. I just literally walked past the hostess lady, and this guy is out front smoking, and he kind of points at me and kind of has this like really locked on. He's just like locked on like a missile, and he comes right for me, and I put my hands up like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he stops. I think he realizes I'm kind of freaked out, and the mood immediately switches. He's a fan, and he was just so excited to see me, and he wanted to take a photo. And it was so nice. I was like, dude, you just scared me. I thought I did something wrong. He's like, oh, no, I'm sorry, man. Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm a tall guy. And, you know, I came at you with that a little, you know, fast. I was like, no, it's all good. It's all good. And he's like, I just really love your stuff. And he was leaning over to his friend like, yeah, this guy's really funny. He's a comedian. It's such a nice feeling, especially like right at the party. Plus, that happened right next to our producer. So that was like, mwah, you just can't time that any better. I love that. So that was really funny. I think at the different events and stuff, I think in total I got stopped like four or five times, which is just really like, I'm sure eventually I will get a little tired of that. But I mean, I'm just being honest. I love it. I love it. It's usually extremely nice people. And, it's like, oh, you know, some recognition for all the stuff I'm trying to do. That's awesome. I'm happy for that. But it's like the first thing that happened, and it was right next to our producer, and I was like, yes. And then we took a photo, and then, yeah, you know, talked to our producer a bit, and talked to David and Lena, and then I ran into some people who had worked on the pilot that we shot for this TV show that didn't end up happening, the show called Midlife. There's a few people there that had worked, they work on David's like production team, and they were hanging out at the party. And that was nice too, because that's a really nice staff. That's like really, really, really good people. And then there's this guy from Bavarian Caps who was like, yeah, whenever you DM us on Instagram, it's me who's answering. I was like, oh. And he was like, whenever you want to do a cap. And I was like, yeah, of course I want to do hats. Like, that's my thing, you know? So I had a really nice time there and talked with David for a while. He's a kooky dude, but it was nice that he could be very scatterbrained. So I was happy that I caught him at this perfect moment where he could literally just like stand in one spot and talk. Which was just kind of refreshing. And but I think I started all this by saying that there's people who buzz around so constantly that it's almost like stressful to see. And that's definitely Lena. Like, she's such a hard worker. She's very impressive, beautiful, obviously, and like really, you know, kicking ass in her work and stuff. And now she's pregnant and she's still so just like doing everything she can at full speed constantly. But the way that she moves from, I remember we were trying to say bye, and we thought, okay, she just got to this group of people. We'll just go to that table. And by the time we got to that table, she was gone to someone else. And she just kept bouncing. It was like watching, like if you threw a bucket of like ping pong balls into like a marble pit. She's like ding 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 ding. It was unbelievable. She was so like, just crazy, crazy busy. As I probably would be too if I was hosting the event, you know, hosting it myself. So she had a lot of faces to see. And so finally, after like the fourth the fourth table she went to, we were like, hey, just before you go on. And she was very sweet. And yeah, thanks to them for the invite. And thanks to Christina. And thanks to Noia Zupa and everyone who invited me to their events this year. And I definitely don't envy people who have to go to 7, 8, 9 events. Like the producer from our show, I asked him last night. I was like, dude, if I'm going to whatever it was, like what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I had 6 things that I was going to, and I was like, dude, if I have 6 events, you must have like 10. And then he's a very serious guy,
He smiles now and then, but like he's kind of a robot, which I have told him to his face. But he kind of stands there and literally counts like, maybe something like that. Yeah. And I was like, Jesus Christ. I don't envy that at all. But yeah, I had a really wonderful time. And thanks to, the whole Film Fest crew. Kind of wish I could see some movies, but I guess the original English stuff probably happened at the premiere. So I probably already missed that. But the thing is, I never look for tickets for that anyway. It's my fault. But yes, and I'll end with the fact that I think I have to like take my merch site down for a little while. Like I am really bad at getting stuff mailed off. I realized I still had the Simple Swimmer CD up on my merch site, and it's been sold out for a long while, like months, like maybe more than 6 months. I have just not had a Simple Swimmer CD in my house at all whatsoever. And I kept thinking I had a lot of spare ones, and I just left it up on my website. And also, like, I've had this sold out tote bag for forever. I also have just not re-upped. Like, I'm doing it alone just sucks. Like, I don't think about it. And it's, you know, to go and get everything printed again, and then to have these boxes at your house, and then to put it on the website, and you have to take photos yourself and label it yourself and price it yourself and add shipping costs. And then someone orders it and you have to take it and go take a box and go to the post office and then wrap it up and then put the form on it and put the stickers on it and then pay the cost. It's just so many steps to do alone. It's bananas. But I think I've just got to finally, God, I've just got to box up these. I have these socks I haven't even touched yet. I got to get these bad boys out to the agency and get them to just handle it for me. It's just too much to do it like this. And I brought that up because I recently had a woman order the Simple Swimmer CD, and then two other orders came in within the next day. I mean, it was nice. They ordered music. They ordered like the 12 songs album, and you know, they ordered a couple of CDs, and I mean, I'm still surprised people buy CDs. Like, I expect I will have the majority of these CDs for the rest of my living days, so it's always kind of a nice surprise when someone buys one. But she bought the Simple Swimmer CD, me not realizing that it was sold out, and then I got distracted for too long, and she waited so long on her order that she had to send me an email in the contact box of my merch site and was like, hey, I ordered like a week ago, and she was in Germany, so, you know, it would have been there really quick. She was like, I wanted this here for someone's birthday. It's really stressful that I don't have it. And what, can you give me any updates? And I was like, oh my God, I'm so irresponsible. And then I was like, I'm going to send it right now. So I wrote her a message like, so sorry, you know, blah, 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 some excuse. And I was like, I'm going to do it now. And I was like, okay, I got to do it today. And then I went, opened up my merch cabinet, and then realized I don't have that CD anymore. And I was like, oh my God. I've been sold out so long, and I never took it off my website. It was so long that I forgot I don't have anymore, and had to basically give her a care package as an apology. Like, I refunded her money, and then I wrote her a thing pretending to be someone from my agency. I was like, Mrs. So and So, on all of our behalf, and on you know, behalf of Jordan, we are so sorry for this mishap. We're exchanging the online store is having some problems, and we're a small team, and please forgive us. And, you know, as an apology, Jordan has immediately refunded your money and is still sending you a care package today. So I sent her the 12 songs CD. And a poster, and then a bunch of stickers. And then hopefully she doesn't hate me forever. But if you're out there listening, I'm so sorry that I messed up your order. And then I did update the website. So, I mean, the thing is, I have these dope-ass socks, but they're not online yet, so you can't buy them, which is dumb.
And what you can get is the 12 songs CD or vinyl and poster. That's kind of what all I have up right now. So I got to get all this stuff shipped off. I can't keep leaving this in my own hands. I'm too reckless with it. It's crazy. But all right, guys, thanks for this funny update on the Film Fest. Thanks for listening. If you had fun, make sure to rate, review, subscribe, all that jazz. And yeah, thank you so much. I'm trying to think if there's any other updates before I get back to it. But I guess that's it. So thank you for listening. Love you guys. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, ein Podcast von Jordan Prinz und Moritz Batscheider, produziert für M94.5.